Wow, where does the hour go?
It just kind of keeps ticking away.
Yeah, I know. That's the story of my life. We've got in the booth now Justin Ryan, the president of Bendix King. You lead the Albuquerque, New Mexico part of the business. Is that right?
That's right. I do. We are established there in Albuquerque a few years back, and it's a great place to live. I really like it.
It is. I lived there, but it was from 9 months old to about a year and a half. So I think the town has changed a little since
it's changed
I was
a little.
There.
It's important to have an airplane that performs well at altitude, too.
Yeah.
Where my airport, it's 5,800 feet. So
I was just talking to somebody yesterday that flew out of Albuquerque, and he was telling me he was learning to fly, and he said that the learning to lean the mixture and engine performance, it's been, you know, kind of beat into them. So
it's amazing. I was out there a couple of years ago, literally just 2 years ago in my RV10, and I found it to be so beautiful.
It's great
out there. But what surprised me is how much tech is going on right around there. You've got a couple of different avionics companies. You've got a lot of R&D going on. There's an OEM out there.
That's right. We've got a little bit of an aviation microcosm going on. We've got three avionics companies, at least three I know of. We've got, of course, Honeywell, our parent company, has had a large defense and space avionics business there for quite some time. And we've also got, as you said, a couple of OEM airplanes going together there.
So what are you guys doing at the show this week? I mean,
a lot of exciting things going on right now. We've got, starting with ADS-B, seems to be on everybody's minds. We've got a complete suite of ADS-B solutions, up to and including putting a new navigator in your airplane. So we've got our KSN 770, which is
nice.
Our new navigator. Great touchscreen as well as buttons. Navigator, we're selling quite a few of those. We've also got internet connectivity in the cockpit as well as the cabin with our AeroWave product. So we're showing that off. It's actually operating at the show. You can listen to yourself going out to the satellite and back, either voice or data. We've also got our AeroView cockpit going into the King Air. So we've got a couple of King Airs here with our partner Innova, where we've got you can see our King Air cockpit. That is a terrific upgrade to those aircraft. We've got a C-90 and an A-90, both of those here.
Very
with that.
Nice.
So we've got a lot of exciting new products, and as always, our booth is quite crowded, and we're really excited about it.
Of course, you're not just showing them; they're available to purchase if you wanted.
That's correct.
But what kinds of things do you see people? Is it ADS-B right at the top these days, or what are people kind of clamoring for?
It is. I think that's the first thing on people's minds. A lot of the people come to our booth to say, what works in my airplane? What equipment do I have? You know, I've got this, King, Bendix King transponder. Can I replace that with a new one? We talk about our trade-up program, where we do take the old equipment and trade and actually help people upgrade from that classic equipment to the new stuff. So people are coming in asking that. That's probably the first thing we see. But people are also interested in, you know, what are the, you know, new products out there? If they have a, you know, classic equipment, how can I upgrade? If I'm going to do ADS-B, what else should I be doing? What else should I think about? Now's the time to go into the shop. You know, some people want the easiest thing, the slide in, hook one wire up, I'm done solution. But there's a lot more who are saying, you know, if I'm going to go do something, maybe now's the time. And so it's pulling through a lot of other discussions.
That's fascinating, because they're figuring if they're going to go down for maintenance, let's just make the jump from analog to digital with everything.
Let's do it. And if I need to go put a WASP GPS source in, I can put something in that's blind and not really helping me, or I can put something in that's out now a new navigator. And so we're seeing people willing to step up and say, you know, maybe now's the time. If I've got to take it down for ADS-B, let's go do more.
Do you think it's price point, too, that's finally coming into focus for people?
I think it is. I think it's more the sense that 2020 is not so far away anymore. And everyone says 2020, but it's really the end of 2019. So,
You
start saying, wow, we're in the middle of 16. 19 doesn't sound so far away. So I think people are actually feeling the heat. you know, we get a few people who are concerned about the price, but I think the prices have reached the level they're going to reach. I mean,
I don't think they're going to go down anymore. I would agree with you there.
And then, of course, the FAA is offering that rebate.
The rebate. Now, the rebate's caused a little temporary hiccup because everyone's saying, well, I'll wait for the rebate. But the rebate's going to happen, and it's going to happen really soon. And the FAA knows that, you know, they have to push this thing through. So I think we're going to see the rebate soon. I think we're going to see quite a few people do it. And, you know, the price points, you know, for many people, it's as simple as slide out your old transponder, hook one new wire up, and slide in the new one. It's not a huge downtime. And when you look at the price points for that, you know, I encourage them to stop by not just my booth to see what the list price is, but the street prices that our dealers are selling for. It's very reasonable. You know, if you're an airplane owner, we're not talking about, you know, a big chunk of your spend per year to fly your airplane. So I think the prices have hit where they're going to hit, and people are ready to do it because the timing is right.
Well, one of the other things we've tried so hard to do is educate people on the value of the ADS-B, and not just the ADS-B out, but the ADS-B in. And I can tell you that it changes the way you fly.
It absolutely does. You start seeing traffic that you did not know existed, and it really changes your thought. And we really haven't had a good way to get traffic into many of these aircraft. Sure, we've had, you know, task systems, but they're relatively expensive. You put this in, it's a great way to see where the other aircraft are. It definitely changes the way you fly. And the weather, you know, having that weather picture. I actually flew out here with both ADS-B and XM on the plane I came in. It was actually good to have the comparison because they actually showed a slightly different picture. So it was helpful to me to have both kinds of weather.
What's the difference, since you did see the difference?
I'm not the expert on that part, so I don't really know. I think it must have to do with...
It's timing, I think.
Both timing seemed to be a little different, but also I noticed just differences in how they set up, you know, the triggers for green or yellow or red. So it was useful to me, not that one was better than the other. It was actually useful to have the comparison and say, okay, if they're both saying something, I better listen. If there's a little bit of disagreement, maybe that green area is actually a little bit lighter rain. And that's what I found was, so it was great coming in on Saturday and being able to use those tools to get here. You know, I'm IFR rated and I actually did half the flight here IFR, but then, you know, we knew we needed to do a rip in VFR. So we actually flew, the last leg was VFR in. And it was very helpful to have those weather sources.
So you flew into Oshkosh.
Of course.
Wow.
That's the only way to get to Oshkosh, isn't it?
Next thing you're going to tell me, you used to land on aircraft carriers.
I did used to land on aircraft carriers.
And I knew you'd get that in there.
I will have to say, in deference to all the pilots who flew in here, I am not sure which is harder, an aircraft carrier landing or coming in and getting told you got to hit the purple dot with 12,000 people watching you. So I give kudos to everybody who flew into Oshkosh. It is a challenging approach. There's a lot of people out there. You know, we're all trying to be safe. But I tell you what, you all get credit for one carrier landing. I'll give you that.
Yeah. But it is interesting when you look at some of the airplanes you flew in the Navy years ago and the electronics in little airplanes, even experimental airplanes now, and the things that they will do. And I mean, I hate to sound so golly gee whiz, but that's really what you see in a lot of the very, very light aircraft out here.
It's exciting. And, you know, the technology is coming down, too. We had technology from we're bringing technology from the Gulfstreams and the Dassault Falcons down into general aviation. It's really exciting. And yeah, compared to what I flew with, where I had one radio, one TACAN, and a Bombardier navigator trying to operate an ancient inertial navigation system to get us in the general vicinity, it's very, very different.
Yeah, we all saw that movie. But
right.
Anyway,
it wasn't the best movie, yeah. I promise.
But what's coming? What do you think where do you think the industry is headed avionics-wise? I mean, that's not mandated by the government like the ADS-B.
Well, I actually had a great conversation with the FAA yesterday, and we've been talking to them over the last few months. You know, starting with the AOA, which we offer, they allowed us to basically break all the rules in a way of bringing that product to market so we can add that safety enhancing feature to aircraft without having to go through the traditional certification process. Great product. We're seeing that now with attitude indicators starting to come in. My conversation is, how do we go faster? How do we do more? We're ready to take the cost down on our development and on the products and bring that safety, get it in there at a lower price point. but it's got to just not be piece parts. It's got to be the whole approach. And that's been, you know, the conversation I had with them, and they're very, very anxious to help us do that. So we're excited.
That is very exciting news to know that the FAA understands that the manufacturers need common sense type of developmental regulation.
They really understand that safety happens when people install this equipment. If you make the best piece of equipment and you can't even put it on the plane because it's too expensive, there's no safety benefit. So, you know, we don't need the same development process for a 787 that we do for 172. And that's, I think, something they really are embracing now.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Well, you know, if people are interested in following all this, what would be the best place on the web for them to learn more about Bendix King?
Of course, BendixKing.com. We keep people up to date with that. Got all the news about our new products out there. And, of course, stop by the booth today, and we can give you all that contact information.
Where's the booth on the field?
So we are south of the tower, right there close to Hangar B. Also, the Bendix King hangar is Hangar B. And we're right out there between B and A.
Justin King from Bendix King, thank you so much for taking the time to come by EAA Radio today and talk with us.
Thank you.
Thanks.